Hello, this is Rabbi Rob Dobberson, and welcome to this edition of Wrestling and Dreaming. Yes, I saw it, and so did millions of others, and I assume not one of them came away disappointed. In fact, I would say that most of those came away with a lifelong memory which changed them, even in a small way. I'm referring, of course, to last week's solar eclipse, whose path of totality spread over so much of the central United States, within an easy drive of tens of millions, and I'm sure many, many more who flew to a place along that path to witness this event. We saw the eclipse at Bowling Green State University with a crowd of more than 5,000 people. The event at the football stadium was wonderful. Demonstrations, explanations, games, and music, but all fell into the background as the main event approached. And at the moment of totality, the crowd burst into applause and immediately quieted as people took in this awesome moment. I'm very much an armchair astronomer in the sense that I love to seek out astronomical phenomena and have had the privilege to see meteor showers, transits of the sun, the planets, and distant galaxies through telescopes, and the awesome beauty of a nighttime sky away from any light pollution. But this event topped them all. I wouldn't compare the personal impact of the eclipse to the moment of the birth of my children, but there was a similar piece to each of those. When the big moment came, it was overwhelming and almost too much to take in. But it is a moment that I will never forget. Of course, I knew the eclipse was coming and I knew what to expect with it. But nonetheless, I was astounded, or perhaps you could say in one sense even relieved, that it came right on the moment when it was expected and lasted just as long as we were told it would. The combination of the dependable and predictable cycles of the universe and the wisdom with which human beings can know and understand how those cycles will work to the smallest fraction of a second is, for me, undeniable proof of a universe which has been created by God purposely and deliberately, and proof of God's gift to us of the ability to understand this world. And it's further proof that one of the most meaningful ways we can worship our Creator is by respecting and appreciating with wonder not only the majestic moments such as solar eclipses, but the simple miracles of life which surround us every day. A solar eclipse can only happen at the time of a new moon, when we cannot see any of the moon's surface because all of the light of the sun is directed at the back or dark side of the moon. If the moon's orbit were perfectly coordinated with the plane of the Earth, we would have a solar eclipse every lunar cycle, almost every month. But we do not, because in fact the orbits do not line up perfectly due to the tilt of the Earth and the course of the orbits. Similarly, were those orbits completely coordinated, we would have a lunar eclipse every month. But of course, we do not. And weather permitting, we are in fact treated to the sight of the full moon every lunar cycle, as the light of the sun is reflected onto the moon and is as closely, but not perfectly, aligned with the Earth. This coming Monday evening, we will look up to the sky and see the full moon as we gather for the Pesach Seder. It will be the same sight we saw 7 months ago when we sat in the Sukkah on the first night of Sukkot. It is a reminder that our ancestors found great meaning in gathering by the light of the full moon, and it is a chance for us to consider how we ourselves and the world has changed since we sat in the Sukkah. So much has changed for the worse in so many ways over the past 7 months. But the one thing that has not changed is the way that the natural world operates and provides for us opportunities for wonder and for hope. Seeing the full moon should also remind us that this was the same full moon our ancestors saw as they ate from the Pesach sacrifice, preparing to leave Egypt. As we sit at the Seder, we are on a spiritual level experiencing that same eternal night, celebrating the Exodus as if we were part of that journey, and taking with us into our world today the lessons learned, in order to make them part of our lives and to repair this broken world. One of the most fascinating aspects of the solar eclipse is that the relationship between the size of the moon and the sun and their relative distance from Earth is such that, from our perspective, the much smaller moon covers the much larger sun completely, leaving enough room on the edges for us to see the glorious corona around the sun during the solar eclipse. It is ironic that the magnificent moment of the moon's impact on our lives through the eclipse comes at a time that the moon is the darkest and not noticeable in the sky. Perhaps this is a lesson to us to look for the positive and life-enhancing moments that come about in the least expected places. And a lesson as well to know that our lives are not affected only by obvious, powerful aspects of our world, but by the subtle and simple miracles that surround us always. Best wishes for a Chag Sameach, for a meaningful, wondrous holiday of Pesach, one in which we recognize where we are today in the world and look forward with hope and determination to fulfill God's hopes for the world and for human beings. I will not be recording a podcast next week. The next episode of the podcast will come after the holiday of Pesach. In the meantime, once again, Chag Sameach, and until next time, thank you.